您正在收听的是 SBS 广播中文普通话节目，更多节目内容请浏览 sbs.com.au/mandarin 或下载应用程序 SBS Radio App。
We've introduced the digital driver's license to make life easier and more convenient for the people of our state. Increasingly, people are using their smartphones as a digital wallet, and they don't want to carry around plastic cards, whether it's your MasterCard or your, or any other form of card. They just want to have everything on their phone. So we've given them the option by designing this digital driver's license.The digital drive, and everyone will still get their plastic card, but the digital driver's license has been made available to make life easier for people who want it.
Okay, yeah. So, as I know, New South Wales is the first state to officially roll out this digital driver license, while the other states are either not or piloting and testing. So why did the New South Wales government think it is the right time now to deliver this digital driver license?
With digital transformation happening at such a pace, increasingly people want to have a better life experience, and that means less clutter in their world. And a digital driver's license provides that. So we're a modern government, and we want to provide modern services, and that's what a digital driver's license provides.
Okay, so do you think what other reason might be that other states are not using this digital driver license?
South Australia trialled one 2 years ago, but the uptake is not anywhere near what we've got. I can't speak for the other states, but New South Wales is seen right around the world and in Australia as leading...as being at the cutting edge of digital transformation.
Okay.
So it's something we're very proud of.
And you have mentioned lots of benefits of using this digital driver license. As we know, you know, the plastic driver license can be used as a proof of ID. So does this apply to the digital driver's license?
Yes. If you are stopped on the road for a police check,and the police ask you to show them your ID and it's on the phone, then that is proof of your permission to drive on the road. But we are working with other third parties such as nightclubs, restaurants, hotels, petrol stations, supermarkets, etc., so that we'll also acknowledge this as proof of ID.
How to apply and use a digital driver license?
It is really easy. All you need to do is go online, download the app, whether it's Android or Apple, and then once you download the app, follow the prompts. And if you've already got a My Service New South Wales account, you'll get it within about 10 or 15 seconds. If you don't have a Service New South Wales account, you're going to have to set one up. That might take, you know, a few minutes.But then once you've got that, it takes seconds to get onto your phone.
Okay. The next question could be a little bit tricky because we know, you know, touching a mobile phone when the car motor is on is illegal. So how to present a digital driver license to a police when we are being asked?
The answer is really simple. Do not touch your phone unless the police direct you to do so.
Okay. Okay.
So if the police...All you need to say to the police is, I have my driver's license on my phone. Can I show you it on my phone? And if they say yes, then you're authorized.
Okay.
So do not touch your phone unless the police tell you to do so.
Yeah, that's good to know.
告诉我们您的想法，请关注 SBS Mandarin Facebook 或者我们的 Twitter @ SBS Mandarin.